Good morning. The first reading is from Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7 and 17 through 19. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awaken your might, come and save us. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. Let your hand rest on the man at your right hand, the Son of Man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. And the second reading is from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 37. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is the word of the Lord.
So really, there is no huge need for a lot of words today. The transformation of our worship space speaks the truth of where we're at, which is in a new season. The first Sunday of Advent marks the first Sunday of the church year for Christians because we have to do this preparation for waiting for this baby who then we spend the rest of the year learning from, listening to, struggling with, arguing with sometimes until we hit that next huge season, which is Easter. Where we again get ready, because what a hard thing to figure out that the baby who was the hope of the world will now soon be executed by the political leaders, for the same thing we celebrated at the beginning, which was the desire for people to live with justice and love. And then we wander from Easter to Advent, continuing this dialogue with Jesus. So it's the first Sunday of the year, Happy New Year, and it's a waiting kind of Sunday. This preparation for the light of the world, for hope on the first Sunday, and then we walk through the other images of what the coming means. And I'll say it again, as I say it often, we are the carriers of the hope. We are the ones the world is waiting for to show up in life and make a difference. We're also in the middle of mystery, because really, how did a baby born somewhere in the Middle East all those centuries ago make a difference, right? How can we even say it in 2017 when it sure doesn't seem like it mattered a big deal? But it's why we come here. It's the mystery we celebrate that you never know. You never know when you will be the person, when this will be the moment, when something will crack open and all of humanity will shift toward this other way of being. It's a mystery. I can't explain it. I only believe in it and hope in it. We're also going to have a baptism today. What a mystery that is. How a young woman who isn't a church person in high school suddenly got caught up by the Spirit of God and decided to give church a shot. And then not only popped in, but hung around for a while. And then not only hung around for a while, but decided, you know, there's something. Maybe can't name it all, maybe can't really define it, but there's something bigger that she decided she wanted to give her life to. That's a mystery. And then we say in baptism, with this little bit of water, that somehow you are dying and rising. Well, that's silly. We're not going down to the river to pray, where really you would go down in the river and come up, because it doesn't matter. They're symbols that carry power. So we will take Alexa down into the water and up and believe that she is reborn today. What a mystery. And then we celebrate communion. And here at Old South, we practice open communion, which means everybody's welcome, whatever you believe about communion, because here's a mystery. On the night before Jesus was executed by the state, when he was with his good friends, he took bread and broke it, and everybody around the table shared a piece of bread, and he said, "This is my body broken." What? And then after the meal, he passed a cup which held wine, and our cups hold juice, and we each take a little, and at that meal, Jesus said, "Yeah, this cup is my blood, shed to create new community." I can't explain that. Somehow we believe that when we take this bread and we take it as it comes to us and we hold it until everyone has gotten bread and then we eat together, somehow in that moment the mystery is that we are being fed, truly fed, somehow by Jesus himself. And then when we drink, again, we take it individually and wait and drink it together. Somehow, as a community, we are receiving in that moment the promise of new life. Faith is full of mysteries. If anyone tells you they have this nailed down, they are liars. Because the point of faith is that it grows and it gets deeper and bigger and more surrounding and uplifting so that it cracks open the veneer of this hard world and can bring light and hope and justice and peace. The psalm reading that Keir shared with us this morning, the Psalms are used to be a book of songs, and in our Roman Catholic sisters and brothers tradition, they sing the Psalms, and I won't. But what we heard today was, "Give ear, O shepherd, you who are on high, stir up your might and come to us. Come to save us, come to restore us, let your light shine on us that we might be saved in that light." Last week, Pastor Connie preached on the whole of the passage from Mark for this morning, but I think that last verse is the verse for the first Sunday in Advent, because the verse leads us through the rest of these Sundays to Christmas. It's what has led us to be here today. It leads us out into the world after church, into what really is the mission field, the place where we live and breathe and have our being and are called on to testify through our presence and kindness and actions to the one who is coming. The last verse in the Mark reading, "What I say to you," Jesus said, "I say to everyone, keep awake, watch, prepare." So that's all the words that I have to say. Why don't we stand and sing and then move into the rest of the mystery and symbol of our morning.